Okay, so have you ever actually enjoyed the thought of moving your whole learning system, like migrating your entire LMS?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and guess. Probably not high on anyone's list of fun things, right?
It's one of those tasks that makes you sweat a little bit, isn't it? But here comes Web Anywhere promising effortless migration. Today, we are diving deep into their materials. Got to see if they can back it up.
Healthy skepticism, always a good starting point.
Right.
Migrations, they're notoriously tricky. It's not like just moving files around. It's got to mesh, everything's got to work in the new place.
Totally. It's a huge undertaking, and they're throwing around this lift and shift approach. I'm picturing like moving a house plant to a sunnier spot. We're talking about your whole training system here, not a ficus.
That is the image they're going for, though. Minimizing disruption, right? Think of it this way: tearing down your old house, building new. No, this is more like we're carefully moving everything over to a new foundation.
Okay, I like that analogy.
But, P, big but here, it relies heavily on the new system actually being compatible. If it's not.
Oh, yeah, game over. Speaking of systems, Web Anywhere seems really into this platform called Tutara. Now, is that something most people have heard of? Because, full disclosure, I was drawing a blank.
Totara is gaining traction. Yeah, especially in the business world, I'm seeing it more and more. It's open source, so customizable, which is a big deal to some folks. But the real key is the integration focus. Think your LMS, talking to your CRM, your HR systems, all that data playing nicely.
Wait, hold on. For those of us who've wrestled with systems that just absolutely refuse to talk to each other,
Oh, I've been there.
Totara is the answer.
Could be a breath of fresh air if that's been a pain point.
Okay, so maybe not as niche as I thought, but why trust Web Anywhere with all this? Besides, the name IS? Kind of fun to say.
I will grant you it's catchy. They do have big names on their client list. We're talking Fortune 500, FTSE 100 companies.
So, not messing around then.
Lends credibility, right? But more interesting to me is the Totara certification they emphasize. It means they're not just tech generalists, they've gone deep on this
It's
platform.
like, imagine hiring an electrician.
Right.
But this one, they also happen to be an expert in your very specific, very old, slightly concerning wiring.
Suddenly a lot less worried, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh.
Reassuring. Okay, but let's circle back to this seamless migration business,
Yeah.
because right now my brain is picturing duct tape and a wing and a prayer.
I hear you. They talk about a whole dedicated team approach, consultants, solutions architects,
Fancy.
right, project managers, the whole nine yards. But the real test of seamless, how well they get your needs. This can't be one size fits all. It's got to be tailored.
It's about understanding I organizations, quirks, and systems and all that, not just here's the tech, good luck.
Exactly. And it's not just the techie stuff either. They mention compliance training, selling e-learning, suggest niches they've got experience in.
Which, depending on what you do, listener, could be a huge plus. They call out industries too, healthcare, manufacturing. Those are areas with some serious rules and regs, right?
You are not kidding. To mention those specifically suggests they understand those unique hurdles. Compliance is no joke in those fields.
So we're back. And I gotta say, I am really curious about these success stories. Because anyone can say they offer seamless migrations, but where's the beef? Like, did they help some company with, like, thousands of employees move systems without a hitch? Or is that just, marketing magic?
That's the thing to look for, right? The hard evidence, not just buzzwords. Dig into those case studies. Look for the specifics.
So we're talking concrete results, not just, we're great, trust us.
Exactly. Did the migration actually boost training engagement? Did it streamline processes, save them money? These are the questions you want answered. Think of it like you wouldn't hire a contractor without checking references,
No,
right?
absolutely not.
You don't just want to hear, oh, they're good. You want to see past projects, understand how they solve problems, and know they can actually deliver.
Makes total sense. And this is where it gets really interesting, right? Because what works for some massive corporation might not be the right fit for a smaller company at all.
You hit the nail on the head. It's not about finding a company that's quote unquote good at LMS migrations generally. It's about finding the one that gets your situation, your challenges.
So you need a partner, someone who can adapt their approach based on what you need, not try to shoehorn you into some prepackaged solution.
Exactly. And that actually brings up another super important point in the long game here. An LMS. That's a significant investment, not just financially, but the time, the
Oh,
resources.
for sure, you're not just switching software. You're
Yeah.
potentially changing how your whole organization learns, how they develop. It's a big deal.
Huge EE. So thinking about scalability, support, ongoing maintenance, that's all crucial.
Okay, unpack those a bit for me. What does scalability even mean in this context?
Great question. Scalability basically means the system can grow with you. Can it handle more users down the line, more courses, new features, as your organization changes? You don't want to outgrow your new system a year later.
Makes sense. What about support, though? Is WebAnywhere going to be there to, like, hold your hand through the whole thing, even after the migration is done?
That's the million-dollar question. You need to know they'll be there to answer questions, troubleshoot any bumps, provide that ongoing support. You don't want to be left high and dry with a fancy new system and no clue what to do when something inevitably goes wrong.
Nobody wants to feel like they're on their own with this. So what should you be looking for, support-wise?
Look for a company with a range of options. Phone, email, online resources, even a dedicated account manager, depending on your needs. Do they offer training so your team can really use this system? Are there easily accessible resources like knowledge bases, FAQs? You want that confidence that help is there when you need it.
Yeah, because hand-holding during tech transitions, I'm here for it. You mentioned maintenance too. What's the deal with that in this context?
An LMS isn't one of those set-it-and-forget-it deals. It needs upkeep. Updates, you know, got to make sure it's secure, running smoothly, it keeps up with, well, with how your needs change.
Like owning a car, right?
Yeah.
Got to get those tune-ups, the software updates.
Yeah.
It never really NDS.
Exactly. And just like with a car, you skip those checkups, you're going to have bigger, pricier problems later on.
So what kind of maintenance questions should we be asking then when we're, you know, kicking the tires on this whole thing?
Get specific. Ask about how often they do updates. What about security? Big one these days. Do they offer like continued training so your team stays up to speed? This isn't a one-time transaction. It's a whole partnership, ideally.
This has been eye-opening, really. We've covered a lot of ground.
So yeah.
For anyone listening who might still be on the fence about even attempting an LMS migration, What's the big takeaway you want them to walk away with?
Don't get seduced by this idea of lift and shift being some magical easy button. It's a piece of the puzzle, sure, but just one piece. Think big picture. What are your long-term goals? How does this all tie into your organization's vision for learning, for development, for the future?
It's about the right partner, the right solution.
Yeah.
For you specifically.
100%. And the good news is you don't have to figure it all out alone. There are experts out there, folks like WebAnywhere, others too, they can guide you.
Do your research. Ask the tough questions. Choose wisely, because this impacts your whole learning ecosystem. And on that note, this has been an incredible deep dive. Until next time, everyone, happy learning.